Thanks for calling customer support. This is Brandy speaking. I may help you.
Yes, my name is Lucky Williams, and I got a charge on my account from Buy Sharp Gadgets. What is that?
I have to pull up an account to see what's the zip code.
27249.
No, what was your first and last name?
My Lucky Williams.
All righty, and would you verify the address for me?
4620 Endwell Road, Gibsonville, North Carolina.
So, yes, sir, I do see you have these focus pods, like ear pods.
Ear pods?
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember ordering anything like that.
You would have received it, let's see. It was delivered on April the 27th at 2:13 p.m.
No. That must not have been me. I don't remember ordering. So they're earplugs?
Yes.
Hmm. I ordered some, but mine was free.
Were they earplugs?
No.
What was the product you received?
The product, what have I received? A watch.
Mm-hmm.
And there was some earplugs with that.
Yes.
But they were free.
Those are the products I'm speaking of.
Why were they $64? They were free.
You paid the shipping and handling for those products. And then you had a 14-day trial on the 20th. This is the products were ordered. It was a 14-day trial, and if the trial was not canceled, then you were billed for the actual product price because you only paid the shipping and handling, which wasn't the price of the product. That was just goes to the USPS people to bring the products to you. By the account not being canceled, you were then charged for the price of the products.
Okay.
But these are not reoccurring charges like you won't see next month and the month after. They're not reoccurring charges. These are the final charges for those products, the shipping and handling, and then what the products actually cost.
Okay, I guess I must have because I've got a watch and some earbuds.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes, sir. All right, dear. Charge. All righty, sir.
All right, thank you very much.
No problem. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a nice day.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.